turn this on if y'all are going to hear me today. Can you hear me now? Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
How is everyone today? It's a beautiful day to be in the house of the Lord. Today is our Christmas cantata, so we're in for a real treat today. We've got a great story and great music. So I'm glad you all are with us today. I hope you brought a friend with you today. If you're a first time visitor, welcome. I'm Pastor David Francis. We're glad you're worshiping God with us today. So welcome. Fill out your Connect card. You'll find them in your bulletins. Any requests? This is how we record our attendance. So if you just need to put your name on there to let us know you're here, that's fine. But also any information you'd like for us to get or be on our mailing list, give us your contact information as well. These will be picked up after the cantata during the offering, so you can drop these in the offering plate. It won't be a regular time to pick those up ahead of time. So I encourage you to fill those out and have them ready to drop in the offering plate after the cantata is finished. Just a reminder, we're having our last healing and communion service of the year on Wednesday, December 17th, right here at 6 a.m. It's going to be a great time of fellowship and sharing the Holy Communion together. We have anointing with oil, so come for a special blessing and prayers for healing and comfort during this time of the year. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship and enjoy beautiful music today. Thank you. Please stand for our processional hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Come all ye faithful.
God of our dreams, from times of old you have done great things for your people. Father, we're praying today that you would awaken us to the dawn of your glory in each of our lives. Father, we pray that you would fill our mouths with laughter, our tongues with shouts of joy. Father, we pray that you would anoint us with your oil of gladness and give us a garland instead of ashes. May we be known among all people as oaks of righteousness, the plantings of the Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I'd like to invite Andy to share for the lighting of the Advent wreath and our reading today.
If Jesus comes to us again at Christmas this year, and if Jesus dwells within each of us, shouldn't that make a difference in who we are and how we live our lives? Hear these words from 1 Thessalonians. Rejoice, always pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise the words of the prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless in the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. If we seek Jesus, who is born in the manger, shouldn't we be at peace among ourselves? Help the weak and the poor, not repay evil for evil, but always do good to one another. In all circumstances, give thanks. As we light this dirt candle, let us remember that this is the will of God in Christ, Jesus, who comes to us. Brothers and sisters, as we joyfully await the glorious coming of the Christ, let us pray for the needs of the church, our community, and the world. God of joy and exaltation, you strengthen what is weak. You enrich the poor and give hope to those who live in fear. Look upon our needs this day. Make us grateful for the good news of salvation and keep us faithful in your service until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Alina has asked for special prayers for her sister Maria, that hopefully she can make one more Christmas this year. She has been battling cancer as well. We've been praying for her for quite some time and her family. And just prayers that Maria and her family could share one more Christmas together. So, Maria. Let's now go before the Lord in prayer. Would you bow your heads with me, please? Gracious God, as we've come to you this morning with the pleadings of our hearts and the pounding of our hearts within our chest for those that we love that are suffering this morning from illness, from disease, from sickness, from things that have kept them from being whole. Father, we're praying this morning that you would intercede on their behalf. Father, we pray for not only earthly healing, but eternal healing for those seeking Christ in their life. And for those who may not even know the teachings or the words of God. Father, those that are lost during this joyous time of year, we pray that you would lead them and guide them and bring them into a right relationship with Jesus. Father, for believers, there is hope in tomorrow. Even if that hope is not an earthly hope. Father, for those who may pass from our presence during this holiday season, we know, Father God, that they're going on to eternal Christmas in heaven, the merriest Christmas of all. Father, thank you for that hope and for that promise, that peace that you give us, Lord. Father, as we lift up those hurting this morning, we also give you praise and thanksgiving for miracles, for prayers answered, for evidence of you working mightily in our lives. Let us forever be grateful and acknowledge the true God that guides us and shepherds us and cares for us and picks us up and gives us a hug when we need it. Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. As we sing your glories today, Lord, we are singing in thanksgiving to you. We are singing in praise and worship to the one true living God. Father, thank you for this beautiful day you've given us. Thank you for one more day in your house. Thank you for blessings of this day. Father, we lift up our world to you as well. What a strife-torn, tormented world we sometimes live in. But Father, don't let us just focus on the bad things we see on the news. Let us focus on the promise of Jesus Christ. That as followers of Jesus, we are blessed to be a blessing. So Father, bless our time together this morning. Bless those ready to bring the message and song and music of a good God. Thank you, Jesus, for the blessings of this day. Now as we pray together, let us remind ourselves the words were given to us by Jesus himself. Our Father,
forever.
told in words and song this morning. As a courtesy to the choir and the window, please hold your applause till the end of the cantata. Though it may be hard to contain yourselves, this joyous music about to be performed. But just hold your applause. It'll make for a better program for everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we give you praise and thanksgiving on this day. Father, we give you the glory and the thankfulness for your Son, Jesus, whose story we're about to hear once again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. When we think of Christmas gifts, we often think first of brightly wrapped presents under the tree and children laughing with joy on Christmas morning. Then, because we are Christians, we remember God's gift to us, the birth of Jesus the Messiah. But have you ever noticed that the Christmas story is filled with many gifts from God, most especially the gifts of good deeds accomplished by wonderful people? These gifts all point to God's overflowing love. Consider the wonderful people such as Zechariah and Elizabeth and Mary and Joseph. Consider also the wonders of nature, such as the star and the angels from heaven. And don't forget the wonderful events, like the birth of John the Baptist, to prepare the message of salvation and the birth of Jesus in the stable in Bethlehem, to bring forth God's salvation and love for the world. Let us take this time to look closely at the scenes of Christmas and to search for the very special gifts that God has given to all of us. Let us discover the gifts of courage and self-sacrifice, of patience and true understanding, and wisdom and faith. Such gifts are priceless. They are gifts that come from God and shine in the hearts of His people. For when we find these gifts, God will fill our hearts with His love this holy season, and we will know how truly wonderful the gift of Christmas is.
Thank you.
there was a priest named Zechariah, and he had a wife named Elizabeth. They were both righteous people before God, walking in all the commandments of the Lord, but they were old and had no child. And the angel Gabriel appeared to Zechariah and said, "Do not be afraid, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." And thus John the Baptist was born. John's parents, Zechariah and Elizabeth, were good people. Scripture says they were righteous, that they walked in the commandments of the Lord. Because of the courage of their convictions, God gave them a child, even though they had long before given up any hope of having children. The child, John, grew to become a fine young man and a true prophet before the Lord. Tempered with great courage, John proclaimed God's word in the wilderness and prepared the way for Jesus Christ. To this holy end, John even gave his own life to help accomplish God's plan for salvation. Jesus himself said later, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." We thank God for his gift of John the Baptist and for the gifts of courage and sacrifice. May John's love for God become our love for him too. Gabriel was sent from God to a virgin named Mary, who was betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you, said Gabriel. But Mary was confused and did not understand the meaning of this greeting at first. Behold, you will conceive and bear a son, and you will call his name Jesus, said Gabriel to Mary. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. How can this be? Asked Mary. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, answered Gabriel. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. For with God nothing will be impossible. And Mary replied, Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. God gives us a very special gift in Mary, the gift of patience and true understanding. Sometimes we call it blind faith. We accept God's will in our lives without really understanding why. But like Mary, if we truly believe all things are possible with God, yes, even the birth of a child to a virgin, then in due time, God will show us the reason why. We thank God for the gift of Mary, the mother of Jesus, for even God knows that there is no patience, there is no love like that of a mother for her children.
Thank you.
After Joseph discovered that Mary was with child, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, he decided to divorce her quietly. But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary for your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took Mary as his wife, and he named the child Jesus. What could this possibly mean? Joseph's wife-to-be was going to have a child, and God was the father, and Joseph was supposed to stand by her and let it happen. What a seemingly impossible situation. If Joseph had been a wise man in worldly matters, he would have left Mary immediately. But Joseph loved Mary with all his heart. He loved God, too. What could he do? He made what he called today a leap of faith. He abandoned conventional wisdom and risked everything. He stood by Mary. He opened his heart to God. And in return, God made Joseph and Mary his holy family, an example to all families for centuries to come. And when the child was born, Joseph had the honor of naming him Jesus. We thank God for Joseph, for his courage and sacrifice, for his patience and true understanding of God's will. May all families find the gift of Joseph's love this Christmas everywhere. For God, our Heavenly Father, knows that the love of a father is a precious gift indeed. Went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. And while they were there, the time came for Mary to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and placed him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The journey to Bethlehem was not easy. It was long and difficult and dangerous. There was no room for the Holy Family once they arrived, but they pushed forward, knowing in their hearts that God would take care of everything, and God did. We praise God for Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, the Holy Family, and their gift of wisdom and faith. May God, on this blessed Christmas, fill your family and all families the world over with His love and grace and joy. That parents will love their children wisely, and children will love their parents faithfully. Thank you, O Lord, our Heavenly Father, for your great unceasing love. May it fill our hearts and lives. May we show it in our praise to you. For God knows that loving families spread His love to all people.
Peace among men with whom He is pleased.
God's greatest gift, His greatest accomplishment, is the gift of His Son, our Savior. From this wonderful gift of love, all gifts come. All human love flows. And like the shepherds and God's heavenly host, let us sing His praises. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God for His gift to all of us, His Son, our Savior.
Thank you.
are countless. People, places, and things coming together for all sorts of reasons. Coming together once and for all to accomplish God's plan of redemption. The gifts of Christmas never end. If we heed God's word and become a people zealous for good deeds, God's love will grow and His peace will spread to the ends of the earth. And now, as we end our time together, let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of God's Spirit. Let us proclaim God's wonderful love to the ends of the world. Let us spread the word, as Scripture says, shout it from the rooftops. Jesus Christ is born today in the city of David in Bethlehem. Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior of the world, God's love incarnate.
That's been our prayer for you during this cantata. So I hope that
that the message goes home with you today. We would now like to receive an offering and give back some of those gifts to our church, our community, and to God's kingdom.
Thank you.
Glory to the newborn King. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, choir, for a beautiful cantata. Wendell and the choir. Receive this benediction. Father God, go with us from this place. The gifts that you have given each one of us, let us go and share with the world. Father, we love you. We love your Son, Jesus Christ, for loving us. In whose name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Talking about me?
Yeah.
What are you saying?